Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you serious?
So there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you are killing some time with me. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
And me, I'm Funk Butcher.
Yes, How to Kill an Hour, a podcast, a brand that shows you different ways to kill time. And Funk, we've made it super easy for everyone listening, for you listening, to kill time with us and be across how we kill time. It's a brand new way, Funk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you about it. I don't even know if you know about it, so I'll tell you about it.
Okay, tell me.
You go to howtokillanhour.com /news.
Okay.
And you can subscribe to our mailing list.
Make sure you do it.
So we'll actually fire ways to kill time direct into your inbox, into your life. So you could be on the bus, you could be on the train to work, you could just be chilling out at home, dossing, and we will fire ways to kill time at you.
Delivered to you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. Email, the one thing that hasn't really gone anywhere in the last sort of 15 years. I feel like email's still the same.
Yeah.
Has email really changed that much?
I'm trying to think of something innovative that came out. Do you know they did that recall thing? Do you know when you mistakenly send out an email to someone and you can recall it? I think they extended it to like, I think you've got about 3 minutes or something. So you can
to pull back an email.
To pull back your nudes.
Have you ever had an experience where somebody sent an email to you that they shouldn't have, or you've sent an email to someone else?
No, don't send that.
I've had that, you know.
Have you?
I've had that at a radio station.
Seriously? Was
yes.
it like some?
I've had a radio exec diss me. You're fired now, so haha. A radio exec diss me.
Yeah.
And CC me in by accident.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was great. The position of power in the email afterwards, apologizing for the diss. The position of power put me, and I was like, "Ah, it's cool."
What penalty did you make? Did you say like, "Bring me some donuts every day of the week"?
Nah, I think it was a
case
of
wash my car.
It was a case of I've been really unprofessional, and I was like, "Yes, you have."
Yeah.
Now go think about that, yeah. And that was it.
I'd milk it even more. So they refer to me as master.
The thing is, though, you got to leave it. You got to leave a dangerous edge of unknown when certain things happen. You know, like when your mum and dad will go to you, you're in trouble. But I've not decided what your punishment's going to be.
Yeah.
That pressure that you get.
You're giving that subdued tone.
Yeah, man. Just like, the passive aggression.
Why is he not mad?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly that. Anyway, if you want to be across our newsletter, we'll fire ways to kill time directly at you. Let's get straight into today's show, Funk. We're a little bit pushed for time. It's going to be a slightly shorter episode than usual.
Mm-hmm.
You have been killing some time. How?
Gosh. Doing everything. Saving the world. Right in the wrongs of the world. No. I've literally recently got my hands also on the new FIFA 18 for the Switch. So I've been playing it on the PS4 for quite some time now. And I really wanted to try out this game on the Switch because I needed a football game on the go.
Why not?
So the Switch version of FIFA 18 was getting a bit of a battering because obviously people expected it to be an exact port of the PS4 and Xbox versions. I knew it wasn't, so I wasn't really kind of looking at it in that regard. And from my perspective, I really enjoyed the game.
How different is it though to playing it on the PS4? That's the main thing that I feel like a lot of people are interested in. How is it different?
It doesn't use the same graphics engine. That's the first thing. So graphics wise,
barely.
Yeah. But the thing is, it does look very good though.
Really? So
yeah.
On the big screen or on your Switch?
On the Switch.
Okay.
On the Switch. I haven't played in the big screen yet.
All right.
What I would say is that me and my son, we had a head to head.
Yeah.
And playing two player with a little control does take some little getting used to, because obviously you're using the kind of normally the PlayStation 4 controller.
Yeah.
And when you reduce that down to the size of the Switch controller, and you've got to use the shoulder buttons, which are kind of those little buttons inside the controller, that's a bit fiddly. All
right.
It's got online play, but you can't play, you can't invite your friends to a match. So if you had your Switch and I had my Switch, and we couldn't invite each other, but it does have online play. You can play random people online.
You can only play random people.
Yeah.
All right. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
I know, it's a bit weird. I don't know if that can be resolved in the update, but in terms of it's like the first kind of version of it on the Switch, I'm impressed by it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I just had people saying, oh, shit, shit.
But no, I wouldn't say shit.
What makes it different to the PS4 version? Right, so you've given us the control pad makes it different. What about gameplay-wise? Is it what's different? What differs and how?
Gameplay-wise, it does feel a little bit more like a basketball game, like back and forth in terms of the kind of staggered play that you're getting with the game on PlayStation 4. I mean, I've got a friend of mine. Shout out to Douglas. Douglas is a mate of mine I've known since college days, and Douglas literally kicks my ass. I spend like a good 70 minutes of the 90-minute game just trying to get possession of the ball.
Really?
Yeah. And literally, that's what you can do on the PlayStation 4 game version of FIFA 18.
Right.
On Switch, it's very much kind of like you can dispossess the person very quickly. It's back and forth, up and down the pitch, and you're literally sprinting up and down.
So it's like arcade-style football.
Yeah, very much so. So still a lot of fun, but gameplay wise it's not as technically as astute as the PlayStation 4 version.
So how fair is it to say it's a different, would you say it's a different game?
It is a different game, but I guess, you see, I didn't have that high of an expectation of FIFA 18 on the Switch, so right. I'm pleasantly surprised by it.
Right.
I think obviously those who were expecting something exactly the same, maybe because they were gauging it against things like Zelda and Mario Odyssey, which set very, very high benchmarks, and they were expecting something in that region. I don't know. Maybe EA Sports was holding back in regards to this game. Maybe they could have pushed the bow out a little bit more and got more of the attributes from PS4, the PS4 version, into the Switch one. We'll never know. But in terms of this game, I am happy about it. You could argue the price point is maybe which kind of puts people's noses a bit out of joint. It is pretty pricey.
Is it the same cost as a regular FIFA?
Yeah.
So for the same cost of a FIFA that's more complex, you're going to get a FIFA that's not as good.
Yeah. But you are getting a FIFA which is portable. So
okay,
that is kind of something what you're paying for. Okay. And if you are a FIFA head, this is something that you will compromise on.
If you're good at FIFA on the PS4 and Xbox, are you going to be good at FIFA at this automatically?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's the same sort of skill set.
Same skill set, yeah.
All right, cool, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You just log in with your same EA Sports password and all that. And
okay. Are there microtransactions in the game?
Yes. So, no, actually, I don't think it has FIFA Ultimate Team.
Okay.
So
Nintendo just said, no, we're not playing that game.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
And it actually, it's got a very clever setting whereby you can set up an account for younger children on there, which kind of runs through the adults.
Okay.
EA Sports account.
All right. So you can't spend like 30 quid of dad's money by accident. No. Like you almost did when you were playing some apps. Because we also experimented with some free stuff.
Yep.
Here on How to Kill an Hour. Because we understand that free is a good price.
Yes.
So we got you on 5 apps. Yep. I'm trying to remember what the apps are.
Yeah.
What can you remember what they are?
Yeah. You
played loads today.
Played one called Goat Simulator.
Yeah, right. Let's start with Goat Simulator. What was that like? That's kind of a popular game anyway, but we've
is
never
it?
Covered
popular
it on
who?
The show. It's just
for,
out there.
For goats?
It's just that, not for goats, because I feel like it makes them feel a little bit silly.
Yeah.
If I was a goat and there was a game that may put me in that light, I wouldn't be very happy. But yeah, Goat Simulator. From the top, what's it about, Frank?
Goat Simulator is the brainchild of someone or some peoples out there who were very high on substance and class A drugs now, Jack.
100%. Now, somebody was smoking weed when they came out of this game.
It was definitely made by the people that kind of created things like Ren and Stimpy and Rick and Morty. That kind of
Stoners.
Yeah, whoop.
Stoners, bro. Let's just be real. someone hit the blunt and the blunt hit back with an idea. The blunt hit back blunt and hit said, back. He the was there, he just went,
pow!
Goat Simulator. That's what happened. That's what happened. Trust me, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Brilliant.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's exactly that. It is so weird and strange. I don't know. It could only be an independent title because I don't know how you could pitch this to some of the big boys like Capcom or Namco or Konami and say, hey, we want you to invest half of your R&D budget into a goat simulator. Yeah, so.
Right. So Goat Simulator, it's been around since 2014. All right, it's been out on PCs and it's been out on Xbox and stuff, but now it's on the iPhone.
Okay.
What was your experience of running around being a goat? What did you get up to as a goat?
Yeah, so as a goat, you start off in this kind of this allotment. This allotment somewhere in the city.
Mm.
And you initially start off with some basic actions that you can undertake. You can lie down.
Yeah.
You can jump and you can buck or headbutt someone or something. You can headbutt cars. You can headbutt people. Fences, whatever, and then you just go through a series of obstacle courses as a goat, whether it's walking up planks, walking through tunnels,
and
that's how you kind of get your points. That's the kind of scoring system. That's the attribute. But there's so much weird, unexplainable, irrational stuff that you do in the game that you kind of question your own place in the universe.
It's like GTA. But you are a goat.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, free roaming, like, go to different parts of the city, and
I think it's a relaxing game, man.
And you can lick people.
You can lick people.
Yeah.
The tongue is long. The goats have long tongues. And in this game, the tongue is long. The tongue game's strong.
Yeah, so this goat was licking booty like groceries.
Oh, trust me. I think the goat could probably stick his tongue out of your mouth from your if it stuck his tongue in your bottom. The goat's tongue in this game is ridiculous. If you were going to say a type of person for this game, and maybe use a better word than stoner, what kind of person would you say would enjoy this game?
Someone that probably frequents the dark web. Yeah.
someone with some Bitcoin to spare.
Yeah, someone who's on those unsavory sites. Someone who's, what's it called? Their internet history is a kind of like...
Shady.
Yeah.
Slim
Shady. Yeah.
So me.
Exactly.
Shady internet
exactly
history.
Like you.
I'd spend a bit of time. I feel like it's a game that takes you out of this world. A little bit of fun. Goat Simulator. Oh, by the way, all the apps that we talk about on today's show and everything we talk about on today's show ends up on howtokillanhour.com or check the show description in the link. And these four apps that Funk has played.
Yeah.
Four apps from Funk.
Yeah.
Funk's four apps. Shit, son. Alliteration will be in the show description. So click that and you can get your hands on all these apps for free. That was Goat Simulator. Next up, you also played something called Hero Hunter.
Yeah.
That was a bit different though.
Yeah.
What was that like? That looked quite graphically intense for an iPhone game.
Yeah, that's like some kind of crossover military muscle man meets, Action Man.
Mm.
Kind of, which you see a lot of these kind of these pop-up adverts come up with. If you're on the internet, and you're scrolling around and going through web pages that you shouldn't be venturing onto. You normally get these pop-ups of these kind of these war game simulation titles. Play this game now. And then seems to be one of those games. So you have the ability to pick one of these kind of military type action figure guys. Like I said, the iPhone X recognized somehow that I was a black guy. Shouts to Apple and the diversity team is clearly working and it's selected.
Why would you say it knew you were black?
Because why did it automatically? There was actually three available characters that you could pick and it selected me with the black guy butter.
Really?
Yeah. Immediately.
So it just knew from the cut of your jib.
It just knew.
It just looked at you. iPhone looked at you and went, black.
It just knew the way I was holding this phone. That the owner had so much sauce, he had to be black.
Say, hey, brother. So
I got a character just for you.
So you selected the character. So what kind of game, Hero Hunter, what would you say it's like?
Yeah,
what kind of game is it?
It's kind of, it's a shoot 'em up strategy, and then micro purchase kind of game where you,
okay,
you initially led in through the front door with the with the freeness, and
so
then,
it's freemium,
and then before you know it, you're remortgaging your house.
Okay, what do you actually do in the game though?
In the game, you kind of assume like a tactical assault team.
Okay,
and you got to shoot these bad guys which jump out of helicopters.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you move your crosshairs around with your left thumb, and then you kind of fire off the bullets with your right thumb. Pretty simple, basic instructions.
Cool.
And then it kind of gets a little bit complicated in terms of the missions and how you access the missions, and you got to do certain little tasks to gain more experience points, which then unlocks other parts of the game. Or as the kind of the option pops up on the screen, you can spend £28.99.
Sorry, what?
Excuse me? Brother, excuse me?
You're playing that on my, you're playing that on my phone, G.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
No, what do you mean? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah,
so don't call us. We'll call you.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right, cool. So, seriously, you didn't do any microtransactions, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, seriously, I did.
What?
Bro. Not speak English.
So yeah, what would you give that out of five?
Graphically, it looks really nice, but in terms of playability, you might get an hour out of it if you were kind of forced into that situation. You're sitting in the airport lounge and waiting for the flight, and you kind of have to play it. But
I do like the way that it does the work for you, though. Like, it gets you to the action point. You know, certain games you have to run, listen to a cutscene.
Yeah.
This game, it sits you down. And you're like, right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's shoot.
Well, like, I think they've assumed the attention span of iPhone users.
Yeah.
This must be the shortest in the world kind of thing.
Probably. probably. Probably, yeah. So it gets you straight to the action.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Next up, app-wise. That was Hero Hunter again. Check it in the show description if you want to get your hands on it. Is Star Wars Force Arena?
Yes. So we practically, we've been like Star Wars mad for like past God knows how many years now since they've rebooted the franchise. Rebooted, kind of. Yeah. With the new.
It changed hands, didn't it?
Yeah. Since they kind of introduced it to a new generation. So we're still in that whole Star Wars era, which every single quarter they're gonna be bringing out new content, whether it's hardware, software, and otherwise. So they've got this game, Star Wars Force Arena. You can kind of pick three guys from the light side, three guys from the dark side, which is the goodies and the baddies, and you can be the kind of like hallmark characters like Luke Skywalker, and kind of if you are about your Star Wars kind of knowledge, you'll know about characters like General Grievous. He was like a bad guy from, didn't really kind of appear in it too much. He was in the Star Wars film where Samuel Jackson was in.
Yeah, he's an actual person, but everyone thinks he's a robot because he's been so heavily augmented by a roboticness that he is almost a robot. What do you call it? Are you a cyborg when you're half robot? And
he's kind of more or less a robot because he's got four robotic arms, so.
He pimped his ride.
Yeah.
He pimped his ride. He did. He's like, why have two when you can have four? So you get characters like that in it.
Yeah.
What kind of a game would you call it? Like, where would you put it?
So again, this was a more strategy-based game where you pick a leader for your squadron. Mm-hmm. Again, they could either be good or bad. And you win or kind of complete certain challenges. And then you're kind of... you unlock these cards, and these cards give your team certain attributes.
Right.
Whether you can do certain things like have infantry to help you with your excursions or airstrikes.
Cool.
And they kind of add a little bit of variety to your attacks, so you're not just tapping the screen with Luke Skywalker and just chopping people down with your lightsaber. Zoom, zoom, zoom. So, like I said, if you are someone who's pretty new to the franchise, you might find it entertaining for about half an hour, 45 minutes, might put it back down again. I think this is one for your real diehard Star Wars fans. Like I said, the trailer for Solo.
Solo, yeah.
which was kind of screened during the Super Bowl game. And that's kind of a spin-off from the Star Wars franchise. And again, it's just going to fuel more and more and more interest, more and more new audiences to the franchise. Mm. So they probably will pick up this game on the app. Whether or not they'll continue to play it,
we will see.
We will see.
So there, that was that. That was the third one. You played a fourth one though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Classic. Snake 97.
Snake 97.
Now, I'm not. I'm just gonna presume you.
Why they call it 97 though? They all look like that anyway. Did they not?
I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. That was the year it came out. Maybe.
Okay.
1997. I think so. Yeah, if I remember right. I remember playing it in 98, 97. I don't know. Okay. But so that's the year it came out, 21 years ago.
Wow.
21 years ago. So it's very likely that you, the listener, has no idea what this game is, maybe. I saw my friend's daughter playing it.
Yeah.
And they were like, I was like, what are you playing? Oh, it's this old school game.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we used to have that on our phones.
Yeah.
Wow. Your phone screen looked like that. Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah.
But so what is Snake, though, for a listener and you have no idea what we're talking about? How would you describe that to listeners?
So Snake came out on it was a company called Nokia. So I'm just really assuming it.
N-O-K-I-A?
Yeah, N-O-K-I-A. Nokia was like what Apple was today at the time. Nokia run things.
They were the Mac daddies.
Yeah.
They had like a ringtone, which I'm going to hunt out while Funk's talking, which was like, it was just synonymous with them, innit?
Yeah. So if you ever saw the film Friday, and there was a character called Debo, he was like the bully. That was Nokia. Nokia entered into the game and it bullied all the other phone developers and competition around. They could not be touched. They were rolling out phones and being real innovative. You could change the face of your handset. And they were the first phone, I might stand corrected, but they were the first phone to actually have a camera on it. They was the first phone that brought out the camera phone. Remember on the back? That
kind of purple.
Yeah. So Apple and your Samsung, they've got a lot of their... classic Nokia.
That was the fancy version though. Yeah. There was an even older version,
that's
of that,
wasn't there? That's not the 8-bit version. That's like a real piano.
That was like the polyphonic ringtone. Wow. Yeah. So they were very old school.
Yeah. So Nokia couldn't be tested with. And one of the first games that Nokia had on its phone, I think it's the only game, but Nokia had a game called Snake. Mm. And it's literally this, well, they called it a snake, but it was just this long line, which I guess that was, you had to use your imagination. Okay, this is a snake. And you had to kind of direct this snake to the food, which was this really, it's like it's this smaller dot on the screen. Yeah, that was a load up.
The load up one.
The load
That's
up
a
zone.
New one as well, though, isn't it?
I don't know what that was.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was the ringtone.
That was a phone.
And that was the quality of the sound of the ringtone as well. Very bitty, 8-bitty. Yeah. Like real early Nintendo-ish.
Right, anyway, sorry.
So you actually kind of need to direct the snake towards the food. You need to consume the food. And as you consume the food, the snake gets longer. And obviously the difficulty of this game kicks in is whereby every time you eat a food and the snake gets longer, your screen, obviously the space where your snake can go, kind of diminishes. So you have to use a lot of skill and maneuver your snake into tight corners and out of these little kind of cul-de-sacs and get out of there. And yeah, I mean, we had some real pros back in the day in secondary school, and the screen was practically all snake, but they weren't dead yet. They were still getting the food. They were the real dons.
You could complete it with a score of like 9999 or something. Yeah. Like, or 9999? I don't know. 999 or something like that. Yeah. That was the top score.
Yeah.
And then there were like rumors about if you completed it, something magical happened. But I never met anyone who actually completed it. People said they did.
Myths and legends.
Yeah. Someone just said, when you complete it, start again.
Yeah.
That's it. That was Snake. So how was it?
Someone said when you complete it, like your phone turns into an iPhone. It just upgrades.
Upgrades into some futuristic device. So what would you rate that then? You seem to have quite a lot of fun on that.
Yeah, I think because of from a nostalgia perspective, I think it will be interesting to see one of the new millennials the new crew playing this game, because they probably like throw the phone at the wall.
But people don't even like the Switch shit? Version of FIFA. How are they gonna like this? Nah, it's got its own little charm to it. You can also see Funk playing all of these from a link in the show description as well. Mm-hmm. So those are the apps you played. What stood out to you out of all those apps? What was the most fun? If you had to pick one up now, what would it be?
I think the snake.
Really?
And I think it's because the simplicity in the gameplay is what kept me kind of going for so long.
There you go.
I think when you begin to overcomplicate some of these apps, mm-hmm. then it's a lot of information to retain.
Some people would say that you are a classic man.
Yeah.
Some people would say you're an old man. I'll leave the listener to make that decision for you. That was that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I killed some time with something this week. Actually, I got my hands on the Power Beats 3 from Beats by Dre. They are not brand new headphones. They've been out for a little while. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the X's, Beats X. They're great headphones.
What's the difference, please? Break it down to me.
Break it down. Many things. I mean, there's positives and negatives in each of them. So the X, newer model. They're nice, low profile. They fit in your ear. They've got special wingtips. Great cans. And they use an iPhone charger to charge. They have 8 hours charge. These are the X that we tried before. We spoke about these on the show previously. Great cans. Mm-hmm. Can't complain about them. They're made by Apple, who own Beats, so they work very well with your iPhone. Mm-hmm. They're Bluetooth, so I presume they work with other phones. I've never tried to use them on other phones.
Okay.
Great cans. Now, the Beats, Power Beats, they position themselves as if you're sporty and you want to use the X's, which are great quality and sound, the Power Beats are if you're like somebody who wants to go for like very, very like really long jogs.
Okay.
Or, you know, you...
Treks.
Yeah, treks.
A long jog is called a trek.
Yeah.
And when you go to the North Pole.
Exactly that. So they connect onto your ear in a slightly different fashion. They have clips that go behind you. So the Beats X, the technology, the wingtips, everything fits inside your ear.
Okay.
Snug. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Right? Power Beats, they go clip around your ear and behind it, and they kind of hold the thing in place. So if you were to like shake your head around, mosh out, they don't go anywhere.
So it's got a lot of noise cancellation in.
I'd say noise cancellation, because everyone's going to compare them to the Beats X's, because that's kind of like, you know, the Power Beats are a bit pricier, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bit pricier. I'd say sound-wise, I have not had a better headphone than the Beats X for in-ear headphones that are Bluetooth wireless. The way that they block out surrounding sound, the isolation is amazing. The way they fit into the inside of your ear with the wingtips, amazing. I will say the Power Beats though is that I foresee running around, if I was doing some like very active exercise, you know, you see people jumping on those plyometric boxes, people maybe sparring and stuff like that at the gym, shadow boxing, that one guy shadow boxing in the corner. I'm so good. Now that when they breathe out their nose and mouth at the same time, I could see someone like that using them.
And so they
stay in. Yeah, they stay in.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they stay in the Power Beats as well. They will stay in a bit better because they have this device that holds them over the top. With the Power Beats, so you do actually get 12 hours with a quick charge of 5 minutes. Now, whenever I hear quick charge, I say bollocks. So I tried it with these. I tried it with the X's. 5 minutes charge, couple of hours playing. Fact.
Okay.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
The charger on the Power Beats, though, because they're slightly older model, though, they use micro USB instead of the Apple USB. So you do need another lead that comes in the box with it.
Okay.
With them. And they've got some real jazzy colors out there. I've not got them with me at the moment today, but yeah, they've got some very exciting colors. I'm more of a black on black guy, but mm-hmm, they sent over mm-hmm. some ones with some red in them, and they look very tidy, man.
Okay.
Very, very tidy. If you've got an iPhone, like I said, they work together very well.
Mm-hmm.
12 hours battery life out of Bluetooth headphones. That's more than enough for a day. Or if you work out for a couple of hours, Monday to Friday, every day,
mm-hmm.
one charge a week. So you're good. Do you know what I mean? If you only use them for the gym. Yeah, they've not got the best sound cancellation. I'd mm-hmm. say that goes to the X,
okay.
the X's. But in terms of an active headset that you can wear, you're cool. Oh, it's got the microphone on it as well, so you can take calls and stuff like that.
So I can still hear the train conductor when he tells me to ask me for my ticket.
Yeah, you can. Nah, you can pretend that you can't. Just pretend that you're asleep. Yeah, so you get a little bit of residual sound from the output. But I will say that I did notice that the same size earbuds as I use on the X
mm.
are not the same size earbuds as I use on the Power Beats.
Okay.
I use slightly smaller ones than the Power Beats. So okay. don't think that you've got the same size. The buds are the same. Maybe they claim that they are, but they fit different the way they go in.
Okay. What's the price point?
Let's do a quick Googling now. I can't remember off the top of my head. Power Beats 3.
Power Beats.
Power Beats.
It sounds like a Spotify playlist for EDM.
£169 from Apple, Amazon. Will probably be a little bit cheaper because they are gangsters in this game. Yeah, they got them up for £125. So it's an investment, significant mm-hmm. size. Mm-hmm. I would not say that's cheap. I mean, you and I, Funk, are very big fans of the original white earphones that come mm-hmm. from Apple. Mm-hmm. And I still use those yeah. when I'm not in the gym. I think for the money,
yeah.
they're durable.
Yeah.
I've accidentally put them in the wash. They come out clean as heck sounding. They sound so clean yeah. after going in yeah. the wash by accident. Yeah.
yeah? yeah.
They're just good headphones.
Yeah.
Good frequency response.
Yeah.
The Beats do have a bit of a better sound, but what are those, like £20?
Yeah. And for that price, is that the same kind of price range as the AirPods? They're about the same price, aren't they?
Apple AirPods, yeah. And I've genuinely not tried them. We got Lucy Hedges on the show. She's got the Apple hookup. She's tried them. AirPods about £150.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're also by Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I presume they got a good sound to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just would be so worried about losing one, man. I miss the lose it. So yeah, those are the Power Beats. Again, have a look at them. Check out the whole write-up at howtocleanhour.com. I also tried out something called a Vanishi Lockstone Pendant.
Okay.
It's a bit of stone that absorbs flavors and fragrances.
Okay.
So instead of putting aftershave on your person, yourself, you put it on this, and it lasts for longer.
That sounds like one of the stones that Thanos is looking for in the new Avengers film.
100%. It is. No, it's not. So they make all these cool, quirky designs. They've got bracelets. They've got necklaces. They're low-key.
Yep.
So when you're wearing one, it doesn't look like you're trying to wear something, or they're just nice, low-key.
Give me your jewels!
Yeah, they're not like that. Got a little bit of stainless steel on them. Spray your aftershave on it. Wear it. And it works. I don't know. I can't over-explain it. They're like £30.
Okay.
They've got bracelet versions. They've got necklace versions. You spray your cologne on it,
mm-hmm.
and all day long, it smells nice. And what it is if you wear it around your chest, that's like a, is that a heat? What do you call that? With a pressure point or whatever, where there's a point where heat is produced. It's near there, so your fragrance will spread through your clothes.
Okay.
And don't be making mistakes if you're young out there. Don't be spraying your aftershave directly onto your clothes. It messes them up.
Yeah.
Messes them up. Spray it on your skin. Or into one of these. So yeah, I tried out one of those. It's pretty cool.
So now you can put your BO on a pendant.
I could actually just soak my armpit underneath it. Pheromones. Soak it in pheromones. But yeah, it works, man. A little bit of stone. Spray it on. And do you know what was mad about it? Is I took it off and the next day I smelt the stone and the stone still smelt of it.
Stone smelled funky.
It smelled my aftershave.
The funky stone.
No, I'm not funky. Yeah, yeah, well, you know. Luckily, you know, I don't sweat as much as I did when I was a teenager. I'm not profusely stinking out the place. But yeah, no, it's really, really good, man. Vanishi, Lockstone Pendant.
Sounds Italian.
Vanishi. Yeah, man. So check the video for that at howtokillanhour.com. We'll pop that up on there. Before we get out of here, Funk, I'd like to enlighten you with some stuff that's going on in the world. Human versions of Uber. Somebody has come up with
What's
this,
that?
Right?
Piggyback.
Someone's come up with this idea, right?
Yeah.
And I think this could change the world. A Japanese researcher, right, called Mr. Rekimoto, presented this new tech called Chameleon Mask at MIT's Tech Review. Now, I could explain it the same way that he did, which is we use a human as a surrogate for another human user. Yeah, but he makes it all sound sexy, like, ooh, surrogates. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, someone pretend to be you. But basically, he slaps an iPad onto someone's face.
Okay.
And they walk around for you. So if you have to be at a meeting at 9 o'clock, yeah, you can wake up, open FaceTime, and somebody else will slap an iPad on their face and go into the meeting for you. Genius. Genius.
Wow.
Genius. You could be anywhere in the world, someone will walk around for you. It's a chameleon mask, he calls it. But it's an iPad on someone's face. Why has someone not thought of this already?
That is fascinating.
You could be anywhere. Pay somebody minimum wage, obviously. What have they got to do? Walk around and open doors.
That's the Uber aspect. So some people are being paid to do your job for the day.
Yeah. They're a human Uber, innit? Like you're driving a human around. Turn left. Go in that door. Don't look down when you're weeing, please, or pooping. I don't want to see that stuff.
Fascinating.
I think that's a great idea. Slightly silly seeing somebody walking around with your face on theirs.
Yeah.
But I like this. It's practical.
Do you know when you think about it on a deeper, deeper, deeper level, it's kind of slavery with tech?
Yes. Yes.
So you're paying people to do your bidding.
You don't like, I mean, there would be sickos that would be like, yeah, slap that guy, slap that girl, or something like that. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't suggest that, getting people to slap people.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested in getting in being somewhere without having to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Would it make that more of a personal experience? I mean, for this, I don't think it would work because I'd like your actual voice in a microphone.
Yeah.
But if we had like an informal meeting, would you be offended if I turned up in the form of somebody else and didn't tell you? Like somebody just walked in the room, my face was there. So I went, hey Funk, how's it going? Do you want a coffee?
We kind of do that already when you have a Skype meeting, when someone can't physically be there.
Yeah.
I guess that's that halfway meeting point where they have a telephone conference call.
Would you be impressed if I sent somebody to a meeting instead of a Skype? I sent somebody to you with my face on an iPad.
In this coming era, yeah, I'd be very impressed.
Would you?
I'd be weirded out though. As well.
You would be thinking also, why didn't you just FaceTime me? And I had this. But would you be impressed with the effort that I put in to get a slave?
Well, it's not your effort though, is it?
Well, I'm paying for it, innit? I have to pay.
It's your financial effort.
Yeah, my financial effort.
But that poor sod still had to get up in the morning.
Yeah. So I'm actually donating to the economy. I'm helping out somebody. Yeah. I'm helping. Trump would use it.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah. He would. He would. 100%. Yeah. So am I taking it that you're not very impressed with this and you're just pretending that you are?
Yeah. Nah.
Well, on that note, I think we should wrap today's short episode of How to Kill an Hour. We'll be back next week with more ways to kill some time. You've been Funk Butcher.
Yeah, and you've been
Marcus Bronzy. Or have I? Or am I just wearing an iPad on my face?
True.
Wow. Don't forget, you can sign up to our newsletter. We will send you various ways of killing time, free things that we can actually get our hands on, and discount codes. So check that out by going to howtokillanhour.com/news and sign up to our newsletter. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Peace.
Bless.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.